Good afternoon. A weak disturbance continues to slice through interior New York and New England, with most of the steady precipitation moving quickly through western and central New England now in the form of rain and snow showers. Temperatures have climbed above freezing, especially in valley locations, and most everyone will be in the lower to mid-30s this afternoon, with drier weather behind the front as it tracks toward the coast. The wind will flip around to the southwest and become gusty today as we dry it out towards sunset. This system will clear through this evening, and overnight tonight, skies will remain mostly cloudy with lows back into the upper teens. High pressure will temporarily build in on Saturday, keeping it dry, and with a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be breezy with highs back to near 30 degrees. At this point, we'll track two systems in our direction. One is a disturbance that'll swing into the Midwest and through the Great Lakes, and the other will be an emerging low-pressure center in the southeast and off the mid-Atlantic coast. Current indications are that these two systems will remain separate from one another, but as the northern system moves through, we are expecting cloudy skies with another chance of light snow for the day on Sunday. If the southern system moves a little closer to the coast and has an opportunity to merge with the northern system, there's a better chance at steadier snow, and this is more likely to happen, if at all, along the immediate coast. Highs on Sunday will be in the upper 20s. Dry weather behind this system on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds and colder in the lower to mid-20s before yet another system tracks our way from the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. This system will bring another chance of snow to the area on Tuesday, with highs staying in the middle and upper 20s. Dry and colder behind that system on Wednesday and Thursday of next week, with a mix of sun and clouds both days in the lower to mid-20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, onshore flow over the Pacific Northwest will produce coastal rain and high elevation snow through Saturday, with heavy snow expected to persist across the northern Rockies for several days. Winter storm warnings are in effect for these areas for as much as 1 to 2 feet of snow, along with wind gusts of up to 45 miles per hour. Meanwhile, Arctic high pressure will slowly sag south into the northern tier, bringing an abrupt change in some of the coldest temperatures of the season across the central United States. Dangerous wind chills as low as 45 below zero will be possible across the upper Midwest. Wind chill watches have been issued for portions of North Dakota and Minnesota. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Zapata, Texas, to a low of 17 below zero at Daniel, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain and wet snow, lower 40s, Boston cloudy with rain and snow in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, windy with rain and snow, changing to all snow, 1 to 2 inches during the day, with heavy snow moving in for tonight and tomorrow, temperatures falling into the 20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 59 set in 1890, and the record low 15 below zero in 1908 and 1918. Sunrise this morning, 7:05 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:14 p.m. 10 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with light snow, mixing with rain showers in the valleys today, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain and snow showers today and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain and snow showers today and highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain and snow showers today and highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with light snow, mixing with rain showers today, and highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy near 30. Cloudy with light snow on Sunday in the upper 20s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-20s on Monday. Cloudy with another chance of snow on Tuesday. And a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday and Thursday with high temperatures both days in the lower to mid-20s. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.